This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charles Schlenker. Central Illinois Friends is opening a second location in Normal. The Peoria-based nonprofit offers free HIV testing and prevention, screens for sexually transmitted infections, and provides sexual health education. Central Illinois Friends will operate out of the community healthcare clinic on Fridays and Saturdays starting tomorrow. That's in partnership with Carle Health to make those services accessible for people in the Bloomington-Normal area. Executive Director Derek Kimmler tells Dana Vollmer the organization previously relied on mobile units to reach people outside of Peoria.
When COVID happened, the state pulled our access to those mobile units away for favor of getting vaccinations out. Well, during that time, we've also launched new programs, which is completely free HPV vaccinations, as well as free PrEP, which is a daily pill that prevents HIV. Since now we're without mobile units and we're increased our services, we haven't been able to get out as much as we would have liked to. Although we do still do some outreach now that things are opening up, it's kind of harder for us. And the population in Bloomington has been traveling to Peoria to get these services. Part of what we do is also transportation. So we have some patients in Bloomington Normal area that we were actually going and picking up that didn't have access to services because they speak Spanish, English is not their first language, or because they just feel more comfortable having actual Hispanic staff and or having representation of the trans community on our staff, that they felt more comfortable seeking our services.
How many people are we talking that we might see at the Normal clinic?
There's a lot of layers there. One, we don't have an accurate descriptor of who's living in our communities anymore as a whole. One, because the census during COVID created a lot of problems. Two, because the immigrant population in our entire Central Illinois area has grown, and we serve a lot of non-citizens because we are completely free, no questions asked, don't need to be signed up, because our goals are to get to zero new HIV diagnoses, right? There is an abundance of individuals that need those services. Anyone at risk of HIV, anyone that is sexually active, period, needs to be tested. And these services are for anybody who is afraid of someone on their insurance knowing that they're getting services with us. Someone who is adolescent that doesn't want mom and dad knowing that they're sexually active for some odd reason. We don't know the full aspect of what's happening in Bloomington Normal until we are there. We're the ones making these numbers because there is no other organization providing completely free services to the LGBT community.
And just to clarify, you do not have to be a member of the LGBTQ plus community to receive services through Central Illinois Friends.
Not at all. We are literally for everyone. But because of our services, we tend to see the people who have the largest barriers to health access. Because of that, we represent the populations that we serve because it's important. Those people that have barriers to healthcare in this area are LGBTQ individuals, lower socioeconomic individuals, non-citizens, and people who maybe struggle with addictions, substance abuse, so on and so forth.
You mentioned the goal is to get to zero new HIV diagnoses by 2030. What still needs to happen?
We're close. We have the tools to get to zero today. If everyone living with HIV was able to see their physician regularly, and that means a lot of things, that's not just intake, that's also social emotional support, almost everyone could achieve an undetectable status. So if you are undetectable, you are untransmittable. And not everyone can achieve an undetectable status. And there's an array of reasons why scientifically we can talk about the medications and how it treats people differently in their bodies, which is why we include PrEP. PrEP is that daily pill that prevents HIV. So if we could get everyone who's at risk, or maybe those who are very sexually active in general on PrEP, then we can effectively get to zero. Between condoms and other sexual health barriers, we can get to zero. We have the tools to have done this years ago, but we're we're fighting against a system that is working against people living with HIV, because you go to a clinic and you get shamed for being sexually active. You don't feel comfortable talking to your doctor about the types of sex you have, and your doctor doesn't feel comfortable talking to you about it either.
That's Central Illinois Friends Director Derek Kimmler speaking with Dana Vollmer. For more information and to book an appointment, visit centralillinoisfriends.org.